Good afternoon, 4:30 and 63 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Dan Conte.
And I'm Courtney Howe.
The truth of it is it has to come on the demand side, and we have to engage local communities in that education effort.
The drug problem will never be solved until demand is reduced, and that can only happen through education, so says Ohio Public Safety Director John Bourne.
TSA officials say an Ashland woman had a loaded gun in her carry-on bags at the Tri-State Airport.
And a new report shows child abuse has risen more than 50% in Kentucky over the past 4 years.
In sports, the Round County girls basketball team hosts East Carter tonight.
But Luke has the stocks.
Showers and thunderstorms this evening, lows around 51 degrees. The complete forecast is coming up after the news.
An Ashland woman is facing possible criminal charges and fines after officials at the Tri-State Airport say they found a loaded handgun in her carry-on bags. According to the Huntington Herald-Dispatch, officers with the Transportation Security Administration say an X-ray machine on a conveyor belt detected the .380 caliber handgun Friday afternoon. The TSA says the gun had 6 bullets in it, and an additional magazine was discovered, too. It was also loaded with 6 bullets. Police confiscated the gun. The unidentified woman could be charged with criminal penalties and fined up to $12,000.
2 people are dead following a one-car crash near Moorhead Sunday night. According to Kentucky State Police, the victims were 30-year-old Ashley Colvert and 32-year-old Robert Cottle, both of Bath County. Troopers say they were killed on westbound I-64 around 8:30 when their automobile overturned several times and they were ejected from the vehicle. Police say Colvert died at the scene and Cottle was pronounced dead at St. Clair Regional Medical Center. The accident caused the closure of the interstate for several hours. Police are continuing their investigation. They're not yet sure who was driving or what caused the mishap.
An attorney representing one of 2 people charged in a 2011 murder in Montgomery County has filed a motion to exclude the death penalty for his client. According to the Mount Sterling Advocate, Winchester lawyer Alex Rowady wants the death penalty taken off the table for 31-year-old Natasha Lynn Martin of Clay City. Martin and 54-year-old Nikki Miller of Stanton are both charged with burglary and murder in the shooting death of 52-year-old Paul Brewer. Police say the victim was shot several times in his Natalie Drive apartment. Martin's attorney is arguing that there's no evidence his client participated in the killing.
A 6-year-old girl remains in critical but stable condition after she was accidentally shot by another 6-year-old. Police say the incident happened in Greenup County yesterday. Gary Hamblin is the child's father. He tells WSAZ he was at work, but there were adults in the home at the time of the accident.
According to what I've been told, my daughter and a bunch of other kids was messing around with the gun safe and managed to get some guns out. And my daughter ends up getting shot.
The girl was flown to Cabell Huntington Hospital, where she remains in pediatric intensive care. The incident remains under investigation by the Kentucky State Police.
A state agency says the number of substantiated findings of child abuse and neglect in Kentucky rose 55% over a 4-year period. The Lexington Herald Leader reports the increase has occurred since then-Governor Steve Beshear established an independent panel in 2012 to review such cases. According to the Kentucky Department for Community-Based Services, there were more than 15,000 substantiated findings of child abuse and neglect in fiscal 2016. That's up from nearly 1,000 in 2012. Panel members told the newspaper that Kentucky is not making enough progress to keep children safe, and that the department is struggling to monitor too many cases.
The Maysville Ledger Independent is reporting that fire destroyed a home on Meadowcrest Circle in Washington late Saturday afternoon. The Maysville Fire Department responded to the blaze just after 5 o'clock. Firefighters say the house and an attached garage were fully engulfed when they arrived. A vehicle inside the garage was also destroyed. There were no reports of injuries.
Officials at the Department of Criminal Justice Training say every certified law enforcement agency in Kentucky has adopted sexual assault response policies. A 2016 state law required agencies certified through the Kentucky Law Enforcement Foundation Program Fund to adopt the policies by January 1st. The law was passed in response to an audit that found more than 3,000 rape kits statewide had not been tested. A rape kit is a collection of physical evidence taken soon after a sexual assault to help authorities identify suspects. The policies lay out guidelines for collecting and transporting evidence. They also govern how to notify victims when results become available.
Keeping drugs out of the Carter County Detention Center is a never-ending battle, so says jailer R.W. Boggs. In late January, 16 people were arrested and charged with running an organized crime ring that was trying to smuggle narcotics into the facility. Boggs says that his employees have to be constantly on the lookout for that kind of activity.
You have to have, you know, policies and procedures in place, and I mean, it has to be, you know, one of the important items on your daily agenda. I mean, when you're running a jail, there's a thousand moving parts. I mean, I tell people all the time, a jail is a city just self-contained in a building. Everything you have in the public, you have inside the jail.
Boggs says the Carter County Detention Center's battle with drugs is just an example of what Eastern Kentucky as a whole is dealing with right now. Boggs admits there are probably times when someone trying to bring drugs into the Carter Detention Center is successful, but he believes his employees are more successful than not in catching potential smugglers.
Ohio's public safety director says spending massive amounts of money on drug interdiction will not curb opioid abuse nearly as much as community education programs. John Bourne says if a person never becomes a drug addict, there won't be a problem, and a lot of taxpayer money will be saved. Bourne says Ohio already has a template for reducing the illegal drug trade, and that's the educational effort it undertook to lower its traffic fatality rate.
Like anything else, prevention is the best cure. And the reason I'm so confident, if you look at the fatality numbers for traffic fatalities, 2,400 fatalities at one time in Ohio. I'm not really good in math, but that's over 7 a day. And we've cut that in half, but we're still not there. So we're going to win this one life at a time. We really are. One life at a time. And I think we just have to keep doing what we're doing and being persistent.
Bourne says police across the state have seized record amounts of drugs over the past 6 years, but prevention is still cheaper and more effective.
While Dr. J. Morgan is the lone finalist still in the running to become Morehead State University's next president, the job isn't his just yet. Paul Goodpaster chairs MSU's Board of Regents. While he calls Morgan an excellent candidate for the post, several things must still play out before things are decided.
We just want him to kind of mix and mingle with the campus constituents. He's going to visit, spend some time with the staff, with the faculty, with the students, and then also with the community. So we'll get to see that side of him from a social standpoint and how he interacts with the different campus constituent groups.
Morgan currently works for the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education. He also once served as the provost for Murray State University. Morehead State's Board of Regents wants to name a replacement for current President Wayne Andrews by late March. Andrews is retiring June 30th.
According to one official, Morehead State University is widening its recruiting base in an effort to increase its number of students. Tim Rhodes is the school's assistant vice president of enrollment.
We've expanded into counties where we have not really, reached in the past, or we haven't had many students enroll from these areas in the past. So we're increasing enrollment in other counties from other areas of Kentucky.
Rhodes says MSU is also doing more out-of-state recruiting. The university's enrollment has declined over the past few years, and Rhodes attributes much of that to the declining population in eastern Kentucky. Because of that, Morehead State has expanded its early college program to include counties outside of its 22-county region. There are now 2,700 high school students taking dual credit courses through the university.
The best way to improve reading proficiency among Kentucky high school students is to encourage them to read before they ever set foot in a school building, so says Democratic State Representative Mary Lou Marzian. The Louisville lawmaker is a member of the House Education Committee. She says early childhood intervention by parents or teachers is critical to the success of current educational reform efforts in Kentucky.
How can we access those early childhood years to make sure that they are getting read to, or families are getting brought into the school system somehow to make sure that they're reading to their young people before they even get to kindergarten?
According to the Kentucky Department of Education, the Commonwealth's high school graduation rate has risen to 88%. However, 31% of Kentucky students leave school reading below their grade level.
Amazon's construction of a $1.3 billion primary air hub at the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport will have a larger regional economic impact, so says Boone County Judge Executive Gary Moore. He tells Spectrum News it's much more than the 2,700 jobs that'll be created by Amazon itself.
Having a worldwide logistics company like Amazon in our community, that other businesses are going to want to be close by. If I'm manufacturing a product, where best to do that than right here by Amazon Prime Hub? So we're hoping it'll drive more manufacturing jobs. Of course, all the secondary jobs that'll be created because of the workers at this new facility.
Moore says the new hub will generate additional jobs for businesses that'll serve Amazon. He says the real estate industry and home builders will benefit too.
Secretary of State Allison Grimes is backing a bill called Boots to Business. It would waive startup fees and 4 years of annual fees for veteran-owned businesses. Grimes says this could help many prospective business owners since there are 330,000 veterans and 50,000 active duty military in Kentucky. Grimes calls it a way for the state to show the respect these men and women deserve.
It's a continued commitment that we have to those that are sacrificing so much for the people of Kentucky. Something that I hope, especially our governor and lieutenant governor, who have both served in the service, recognize is needed for Kentucky.
The bill would be up for consideration when lawmakers return to Frankfort tomorrow.
Repealing the Federal Affordable Care Act would deal a blow to Kentucky's economy. That claim comes from the only Democrat in the Commonwealth's congressional delegation, John Yarmuth. He says the law has reduced the number of uninsured Kentuckians by 60% and has created employment in health care professions. Doing away with the ACA, he argues, could cost Kentucky more than 40,000 jobs.
If we actually were to rescind the Affordable Care Act, the Medicaid expansion, or just the Medicaid expansion, we would lose an awful lot of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs in Kentucky, one estimate 44,000 jobs, and $30 billion worth of economic activity over the next 5 years.
Yarmuth says Kentucky's experience with the ACA, sometimes called Obamacare, has been the best in the country.
Kentucky senior senator is chastising Senate Democrats for the pace at which they're moving on President Trump's nominees for cabinet secretaries. Republican Mitch McConnell is accusing them of deliberately holding up the process and making it difficult for the new president to get his team in place.
I don't see how they can explain to the American people how it is appropriate to prevent the administration from getting up and getting started. And the way you do that is to approve cabinet members. Do you all think we were enthusiastic about President Obama's first cabinet selections? But we did not prevent him from getting up and functioning.
McConnell made his charges at a press conference in Washington.
Morehead State University will host its last career fair of the school year on March the 7th. The event will be held that day from 10 to 1 at the Laughlin Health Building. Students and community members looking for jobs or internships will have the opportunity to connect with future employees. Career counselor Megan Boone says it's important to come prepared.
They need to have researched the organizations a little bit ahead of time so that they know what type of positions that they have open. And then I think people need to be prepared to walk up, shake someone's hand, tell them a little bit about themselves and their skills as they relate to that organization.
And you can download an app called Morehead State Career Fair Plus that includes information about which employers will be at the career fair, along with a short summary of their background. Employers who still want to take part in the event can go online to register at moreheadstate.edu/career.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast for the MSPR listening area, tonight numerous showers and isolated thunderstorms in the evening, widespread showers and isolated thunderstorms late, lows around 51 degrees, chance of rain is at 80%. Tuesday, warm with showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs around 65 degrees, chance of rain is at 80%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies, showers likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, lows around 49 degrees, chance of rain is at 70%. And Wednesday, cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers, highs around 51 degrees. Taking a look at the current temperatures around the region, Ashland at 65 degrees, Flemingsburg at 60 degrees, Inez at 67, Lexington at 56, Winchester at 58 degrees, and it is currently 63 degrees in Moorhead.
4:46, you are tuned to Mountain Edition on Moorhead State Public Radio. It's great to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. On our feature segment, the Clyde A. Thomas Regional Airport in Rowan County has been operating for almost 7 years now, and its new fixed base operator is on a mission to make sure more people know about it. MSPR's Chaz Jenkins reports.
That's one of the things the new manager of the airport wants to remedy. Perry Sloan says there are just too many folks who are unaware of the facility near Interstate 64 and Kentucky 801.
We're going to make sure that everybody knows where we're at now. We're going to get out and start visiting some folks, and I think that's one thing that was neglected in the past. But I'm very community-minded, so I'm going to make sure everyone knows where we're at and what we're about.
Sloan says the Rowan Airport may not be the type of operation people ordinarily think of when they hear the word airport. However, he says, it's playing a very important role in the region's growth.
We don't have any scheduled charter flights out of this airport, but the local businesses use it quite often. It's been a big asset to the community.
Contrary to what many people may believe, Sloan says the Moorhead area airport is actually pretty busy.
This is considered Class G airspace, which is uncontrolled airspace. A lot of pilots feel more comfortable coming into this airport. We do keep in constant contact with each other as we're landing and taking off, so it's very safe. But we don't have to deal with tower approach, that sort of thing. It's just more comfortable for a lot of corporate pilots to come in here.
Among his immediate priorities, says Sloan, is communicating to people who live in the region just what services are available at the local airport.
We're going to help them understand that we're here for flight instruction. If you've ever wanted to just go for a ride in an airplane, we can do that. If you want to get your pilot's license, here's the place to do it.
Sloan says the Clyde A. Thomas Regional Airport also offers aircraft maintenance and repair. It has a 5,500-foot runway, 24-hour fuel service, and 24 T-hangars. There's more information on the airport's website at www.mrcairport.com. For Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
61, descend to maintain 6,000, connect approach 27.07.
It is 4:49. You are listening to Mountain Edition on Moorhead State Public Radio. All Things Considered from NPR is coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and Nathan has sports, and he's up right now.
The Lady Vikings take on the Raiders. Good afternoon. Reporting from Moorhead State Public Radio Sports, I'm Nathan Gutierrez. The Rowan County girls basketball team has a tough one tonight at home. Coming off their Friday win over Bath County, the Lady Vikings will take on the 16th region's top team, East Carter, at 7:30. For Coach Elaine Douglas's 10-14 squad, it will be the first of several challenging games to finish the regular season with.
We've had Mason, East, Boyd. We got Boyd coming up, high school. So, Nicholas had a good year, so... And, we still got a game of Fleming to make up. So we don't have anything easy ahead of us with what we're trying to, deal with.
East Carter rolls into Moorhead tonight, the holders of a 17-7 record this season.
And after coming off a 58-45 win over Pike Central this weekend, Coach Sean Thacker and his Vikings return home to host Ashland Blazer tomorrow at 7:30. Rowan County is 18-6 on the year. Ashland holds a record of 10-14. A victory this week against Murray State will put the Moorhead State men's basketball team in a place that it hasn't been since early December, the 500 mark. MSU started the year at 2-10, but has since come on to win 9 of its last 11 games. Senior forward DeJuan Marrero says the Eagles believe they can beat anybody.
That goes a long way, especially in a game of basketball. When you keep winning and you see the type of team you can be in a long haul, you play with confidence, and everybody has confidence on our team, 1 through 12. Whoever you put in, they're going to give your all.
At 7-3 in the OVC, the Eagles host Murray State at 7 on Wednesday evening in conference action. The Reeling Kentucky basketball team returns to Rupp Arena tomorrow night at 7 o'clock to meet LSU. Dealing with key injuries and illnesses, the Wildcats have lost 3 of their last 4. Coach John Calipari says his guys have got to start showing more fight from the opening tip if UK is going to turn this season around.
We got a lot of stuff we got to do, and I'll say it, I love this team. I think we got a talented group. We got to get back into what we have to do and be real specific with them and then hold them accountable.
LSU might just be the tonic for what ails the Cats. The Tigers are just 1-9 in SEC play, 9-13 overall. Louisville visits Virginia tonight in a big Monday ACC matchup at 7 o'clock. Coach Rick Pitino's number 6 Cardinals will be out to avenge their 61-53 loss to the Cavaliers back on December 28th at the Yum Center.
Virginia's one of the, forgetting about the one of the better defensive teams in the nation, what really makes them special is the way they execute on offense, because their offense is terrific. But, you know, I've always felt with Virginia now, after studying them, you know, you've got to be as good as them defensively.
Winners of 3 straight, Louisville is 19-4 this season. Ninth-rated Virginia is 16-4. The unbeaten Gonzaga Bulldogs continue to top the AP men's basketball poll. AP correspondent Jack Briggs reports.
Gonzaga remains the top team in the Associated Press Top 25 Men's Basketball Poll. The 24-0 Bulldogs received 59 of the first-place votes from reporters around the country, while second-ranked Villanova got the remaining 6 votes for first. Completing the top 5 are Kansas, Louisville, and Oregon. The second 5 this week features Baylor, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Arizona, and UCLA. The second 10 consists of Cincinnati, Virginia, West Virginia, Florida State, Kentucky, Purdue, Florida, Duke, South Carolina, and St. Mary's. This is Jack Briggs.
After trailing behind the Falcons 28-3 near the end of the third quarter and performing the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history, the NFL's championship title went to the Patriots last night in Houston, 34-28. It was New England's 19 points in the fourth and a 2-yard touchdown run in overtime by James White that gave the Pats its 5th Super Bowl win. Coach Belichick is proud of his team and the fight they've shown all year.
This team earned it. They earned it all the way, from OTAs to training camp to all through the regular season, 14 wins and then, you know, 3 more in the playoffs. I thought we responded to a lot of challenges throughout the course of the year and couldn't be prouder of this group of guys. It's really an honor and a privilege for me to coach these guys.
Belichick is now the only coach to win 5 Super Bowls. And finally, for today in sports, former Rowan County High School star Cameron Plank is getting ready for his first spring training camp with the New York Mets. The Mets selected the right-handed pitcher in the 11th round of last summer's amateur draft, and he got the chance to play some rookie league ball in the fall with some of the team's other prospects. One of them was former Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Tim Tebow, who's now trying his hand at baseball. Plank says Tebow's a good guy.
He's a great example for any young kid or just anybody in life, pretty much, that, you know, no matter what, if you want to do something and you work hard, then he's a very good example of that shows that you can make it and you can do it.
The soon-to-be 19-year-old Plank will be given his assignment for the 2017 in the Mets minor league system in the next several weeks. That will conclude your sports report. Reporting from Moorhead State Public Radio, I'm Nathan Gutierrez.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host Murray State at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, February 8th. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. U.S. equities fell as worries about the White House's policy agenda lingered while earnings season continued, and the Dow showed a modest loss of 19.04 to finish at 20,052.42. The S&P 500 was down 4.86 at 2292.56, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 3.21 at 5663.55. New York Stock Exchange breadth was roughly 18 to 11 in favor of losing stocks over winners. All of the major averages are still very close to their all-time highs, and of course, since the November 8th election, stocks have staged a sharp rally as investors anticipated corporate tax cuts, government spending, and deregulation. U.S. Treasury bond prices rose, pushing the benchmark 10-year note yield lower to finish at just under 2.42%. Gold prices also rose, with futures for April delivery gaining $11.30, settling at $1,232.10 per ounce. On the earnings front, toy maker Hasbro reported better-than-expected earnings and revenue. Companies scheduled to report after the bell include 21st Century Fox, Tesoro, and Boardwalk Pipeline. Overseas, European equities fell amid political uncertainty in France as the pan-European stock 600 index slipped about 0.7%. And analysts say Frexit is a major threat for the Eurozone in lieu of the far-right leader's anti-globalization rhetoric, which has gained a lot of momentum in France, and this could certainly shake the core of the Eurosystem, according to many analysts. In Asia, stocks closed mostly higher, with the Shanghai Composite rising about 0.5% and the Nikkei 225 advancing about 0.3%. And among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were United Technologies and Boeing, and your worst performers were Verizon and Home Depot. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Hasbro and Cabot Oil and Gas, and the worst performers were Laboratory Corporation of America and Newell Brands. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Incorporated down $1.05 at $117.65, CSX up 47 cents at $47.26, AEP down 22 cents at $63.81, AK Steel up 6 cents at $8.19, Marathon Petroleum up 23 cents at $48.39, and U.S. Bancorp is down 28 cents to finish at $53.38. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Last look at the weather forecast for the MSPR listening area. Tonight, numerous showers and isolated thunderstorms, lows around 51 degrees, chance of rain is at 80%. Tuesday, warm, with showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs around 65 degrees, chance of rain is at 80%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, with showers likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms late, lows around 49 degrees, chance of rain is at 70%. On Wednesday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, highs around 51 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers in the evening and a chance of snow or rain showers late, lows around 29 degrees, chance of precipitation is at 50%. For your Thursday, partly sunny skies with a 20% chance of snow showers, highs around 31 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with lows around 15 degrees. And taking a look at the current temperatures around the region, Ashland at 65 degrees, Flemingsburg at 60 degrees, Inez at 67, Lexington at 56, Winchester at 58 degrees, and it's currently 63 degrees on the campus of Morehead State University.
And that's it for us on Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Meraz, Nathan Gutierrez, Braxton Howard, Sean Delaney, Jacob Lindberg, Kenzie Thompson, Chaz Jenkins, and Victoria Agee. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BHINES. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Courtney Howell and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Dan Conte, Morehead State Public Radio News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.